Ron Rabosai. The Ron here in our sugya is Daf Lamed. Just as a matter of coming attraction to Mishnah Shem next Zaman, next, what they call it, next semester, I plan to begin on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. That is the Mishnah, which tells us the beginnings of how you fulfill the mitzvahs and say tonight. In other words, if you want to divide the year roughly, the first day of his chometz and the second day of his matzah. Although we'll come back to chometz at the end, the mitzvah shem be'el over, and I'll be after Pesach. The chometz shomer l'mo Pesach. But starting from, we resume in January until Pesach, we're discussing the positives. We'll start with the mission of Lamed Hey, Amen Aleph, Eilu Roman Shom Yotzim Echavos of Pesach, Chitin Sarim, etc., etc. And the rest of the sugya and the Lamed Hey, the Flamed Tes is the sugya of Moror, Eilu Yerokos, we'll talk about the mitzvah of Moror. And then, of course, we'll go to Arvei Pesachim, not the Arvei Pesachim that we learned about before Yom Kippur, which was the condition of Dolapot, but the remainder of Arvei Pesachim is very much related to the mitzvahs of the Seder. Again, Matzah and Moror and Arvakosos and Karoses and Karpas and all the Halal. We took care of a little of the Halal already. A little more left. That's the general plan going forward. But for the moment, for today, we're going to start with Iran. Here in our sugya, on the Flamet. Everyone, please, if you don't mind, turn to the Iran. The Iran's discussing what we call Libun. We've spoken more about Hagola in the past. You haven't gotten a chance to speak too much about Libun. We'll take a look in the Iran at page Chav Dalet in our print, which says on the right side, V'Libun Armina B'Perek Basra D'Avodah Zarah V'Ad Kamen Malabnon Omer Abmani Ache Tosir Kliposim. That's the Gersi again. Ache Tosir Kliposim. Those who look at the Sugya have a different Gersi. Ache Toshir Kliposim. Tosir means to remove, and Toshir means to, to say it best, as a no shrimp, it's fall away. It's a better translation. It means the same thing. Asher tasir until you remove it, or asher tasir to peels away the klipa with the little very outward peel, if you will. Vigar sinav Yerushalmi v'shili avodah zara halibun sarach shu nitzotzos menatzin mimenu. One of the gears nitzotzos nitzin mimenu. How do you reconcile these two shiurim? One in the Bavli, one in the Yerushalmi. So the Yafei Naim in the Masechta Avodah Zarah, it's the same thing. The two Shirim are identical. In the Beis Yosef, you get a different impression. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, I hope you all have your Mishnah Berurah today. Do I have mine? Yes. Take a look, if you don't mind, in Simen Tov Nun Aleph, Sivkotin Chav Tes. Again, Mishnah Berurah is going to be critical for the rest of the for this entire week again. It's in Kod Nechavtes. Halibun ahu ache nitzosos nitozin. Not menatim, but nitozin mehen. Shimon Aruch and Kof Nunal of Siv Dalet. Says the Mishnah Brura, Siv Kod Nechavtes. Oh, ache tosur kliposo ha'el yona. Obviously the Mishnah Brura seems to say it's the two of the same. Source is Gemara. That's the source is Yerushalmi. So the two are saying exactly the same thing. This is what the Yafei and I am. The Beis Yosef is an opposite impression. And here in Siv Dalet, you have an impression that the Bavli Shir is more chomer than the Yerushalmi Shir. Okay. So now you want to know, is that the entire essence of the workings of Libun? That removes the external klipa? So then what happens if I remove the external klipa by hand, some other way? That's the Mordechai I asked you to see in Avodah Zarah. I'm not sure if you still have your Ma'amar Kamos with you. I hope you do. I'm going to read it to you from the original source. It's Masechta Avodah Zarah. Mordechai Simen Tov, Tov, Samach. Here we go. Towards the very end of the Masechta, Tov, Tov, Samach, towards the very, very end. Omer Riva, the Osam Sakinim Hatzrichen Libun, Him is Shchizan Berechayim Shal Evan. What does it mean, Hishchizan? I don't know what the word is Shchizan. What? Sharpen. You know how they used to do it? When I was a kid growing up, there'd be a guy come out every once in a while in front of the house, sharpening knives, sharpening knives. people go outside, even their nazi, sharpen them, it was a whole avoida. Okay? Dailahem achakat bahagola. It's enough to kasha the knives with agola. Fisha libun moil kadela havira klipa. The libun, which is the, what libun normally does is to remove the klipa, right? Ashatel sa klipasa. Viha even ma'avira sa klipa betov. So instead of removing the klipa through fire, you can remove the klipa through the professional knife sharpener, no, with his stone, that does exactly, accomplishes exactly the same thing. How does it sharpen the knife? Removes the outer peel. That's all. Aye, there's some stuff which is maybe further in. That's going to go out with Hagola. That's what the Mordechai says. Also, Machmas, etc. Malbin Asher Toshir Klipasa. Not a sin, but he has a, not a Samach, he has a shin. Okay? So this is the Mordechai, tough Samach. Fine. Does everybody agree to this? Is this accepted la halacha la maisa? Is this how Halibun really works? Not so simple. Yes, you see a bunch of Rambams. I'm not sure if you did see those Rambams. Anyone see the Rambams on the Mar Makom Street? Macholos Asurus? Nobody? You lost the Mar Makom Street? Hope you have it still. I have a copy in case you all lost yours. I'll give you mine. The Rambams and the Rambam comes. Where are the Rambams? Yes, I didn't. I don't see any Rambams here at all. Okay, then I can't have any tainus. I must have left the Rambams out. I'm a slave. I have a Chuvas Maimers. Has anyone seen that? Also not. Then I have a claim. Well, you should have seen that. Okay, but the Rambams, you know, tomorrow we'll. Emma can bring tomorrow a Rambam Sefer Kedusha. Okay, well let's be patient. Emma tomorrow should bring in a Rambam Hilchos Macholos Asuras. Okay, we'll be able to see those Rambams. I want you to see they're in Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Gimel, Dalet, and Zayin. If you want to jot it down, Macholos Asuras Perek Yudzayin, Halacha Gimel, Dalet, and Zayin, and the Shuvas Maimonios, which is printed in the back of Mechalas Asuras, Simon Hay. Okay, so that's tomorrow's. Everyone should have a Rambam tomorrow. Okay? Good. So we'll postpone this till tomorrow. Good. But the Gemara about the Zara, I assume everybody saw, and I wanted to, that's certainly in the Ma'amar comments, no? About the Zara? Yeah, there's a whole bunch. The Mishnah about the Zara, a Ran, a few Rans, one Rami Sori, a Rosh, a Gososhi, a Mordechai, we just saw. So let's start with Rashi. Rashi HaKadosh comes before all of these Gedolim. Rashi can be found on both sides, on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, Masechet Avodah Zarah. Rashi says as follows. Kol Dovah Rashi Yavah Ba'esh, Pasuk and Chumash, Shenishtam Shubo B'nei Midyan, Ayadei Ha'ur, Taviru Ba'esh, Ke'ein bolo le'isur yafli tenu. Kid amaron, kibolo kapolto. Now, the words kibolo kapolto, I hope you haven't forgotten completely. Where are those words found?
Bozar.
Oh, where else was Sada Bozar? Sachon daf lamed amud beis. We learned those gemaras ourselves together. Kibolo kapolto, right? The Kli Rishon, they don't remember. See, that's the problem. We took a 10-day break to go into other inyan, and everyone forgot everything. I was afraid of this. Let's go back to Psachim Daf Lamed Amud Beis for both sides. Let's have a refresher course. Psachim Lamed Amud Beis, where the Gemara has over here, with small bases, the Hilchos Ididi Baroskin, the Klirishin, Amar Avuna, Bereder of Yeshua, Eitz Pora, Magila Baroskin, the Klirishin, Kasava, Kibolo Kapolto. Here's the famous phrase, Kibolo Kapolto, as the Blias Isser, Rashi, Kibolo Kapolto. kibola b'toch kli rishin, kach polta b'kli rishin. Very simple. When in the kli rishin, goes out of kli rishin. Rashi adduces the same phrase and applies it to what? Applies it to Livun. Applies it to Livun. And that's the impression which is conveyed from the entire toast that we had, Rabosai. Now, Flamin of the Beis, hope you don't forget that one. The whole toast is about HaTorah Yidah Kli Cheresh and Yotzi B'Deidof Yoliola. So toast is the whole discussion. What are you talking about? It's against the Mefurash of Gemara. What does the Gemara say in Receptus? Welcome to Tzadivah. It's the toast of HaTorah. What it says, Ladvinu the Kivshonos. So the Gemara says, there's no Kivshonos in Yerushalayim. Hoesh Kivshonos Shari V'Chazer Ola Kivshonos. So how can you say HaTorah Yidah Kli Cheresh Kasha. What did Tosis answer? A technical answer. What's your answer? It says Zelo Chosh Yotzi Midofio, the Kaman Shi Siko Nasa Kikli Chodesh. She came there, Kli Cheresh, Kiosa Noso, Noso to Bekishu Nasiko. What? Kli Chodesh? Yeah, the end is called the Ponim Chadoshes, the last line. Ponim Chadoshes, what is it, Sheva Brothers? What is Ponim Chadoshes over here? So we read the Marsha, and the Marsha said, that this Panach Hadash only works with Tumah V'Tara, but as far as Yisav Heter is concerned, it goes out with Libun. I think you probably forgot that. Let's look at the Marsha again. Rabosai. Chazara, Rabosai. This is a Chazara before next week's Chazara. A Chazara just to remind ourselves we were 10 days ago. Unfortunately, Koach HaShikha is enormous. Okay? So the Marsha says over here in Sokim, let's get the right page. Here's the Marsha. Lama number base. What did the Marsha say? The Marsha says, on page Chav Beis, the top one, the Yun Tuma Tzorach Shvira, Kevin Al Shayach Panach Hadoshes. Abel Yun Iser, Habalu, Abetaner, Ain Tzorach Shvira. V'yotze midei dofyo shapir ayadei seikel shel pnim. There it goes. Mefurish. So the Marsha is saying the same as Rashi HaKadosh said in Masechta Avodah Zarah. Kibolo kakpolto applies to Libun. It even applies to Kli Cheres. It can actually can come out. That's what it says over here, Mefurish, in the Rashi, as well as in the Marsha. Fine. This goes against Rabosai. Against the Prima Godim. Prima Godim says in Eishel Avraham Sivkot and Lamed, I believe it's also on the Marma Kamas. Yes, it is. I don't know if anyone seen the Prima Godim yet? No. Okay, so for tomorrow, please see the Prima Godim. There he says that there's no, when Liman works, it does not work to pull Blia out. It works to burn it up inside. Now, the truth is, if you saw the Marma Kamas that I gave you, that we handed out last week, which is the Ra'ah, on page your test, he says so beferish, to be honest. So, whoever doesn't have a Ra'ah with him today, I give him for a few more extra copies. If you don't have one with you right now, please take one. If you have the one that we gave out last week, please pull it out. We'll read it together. We'll see this goes seems to be against the Rashi and against the Marsha. Okay, let's take a look.
Didn't we see a Ran who said this also?
The Ran who said which way?
That it also destroys
it. Yeah, the Ran that we saw went further. The Ran that we saw about Milui V'Irui. That was what we grabbed before we had on the board. That's not also in the Mamma Kamas. That's the Ran in Avodah Zarah, page Yud Beis, Olam and Aleph. That's the same, that's true. But that's not even talking about Libun. It's talking about Milui V'Irui, which we will get back to. We're not discussing today Libun. Let's take a look over here. This whole very, very important Torah Sabayis, Bedek Abayis, Mishmeres Abayis. Let's take a look at it together, and we'll see that, incidentally, the Ra'ah throws in that piece. We'll start over here, Rabosai, halfway down in the Torah Sabayis. It's halfway down the narrow lines. Pagam Zeh, She'amru, Lo She'pogim Legamrei, Ad She'enu Nefel Machas Pagam Zeh, El Afilu Pogim Tzas, She'rei Kedeiro She'enu Bas Yomo, Enu Pogemes El Ma'at. You cook something in a pot which has food cooking it, more than 24 hours ago, doesn't make the food taste terrible. It's a net negative. Vafiluhachi asru. Excuse me. Vafiluhachi amru. The kudera she'ena bas yoma eino seres. There you go. That doesn't make it inedible. Ivi and Tomar alonat ufgam min the veil gam minin lo. Lestam Nevela, Royal Lager, Shema Nevela. How can you derive a case where it's edible from a case where it's inedible? Lo kasha. Hosam Hainu Lahatira Bifnei Atzma. Hilkoch Adan Ifkam Olagami Meachidas Ger Osra. Abu Isu Ta'aroves. Shaholchin Bo Achanasinas Tamo. Kevin Shino Saint Tam Lifgam. Kolshu Vitaru Vaso Mutter. Why? Fisha Eno no Saint Tam. The Adiraba Po Game. As long as it makes it, it's a net negative on the tarovis, it does not ask. Says the Marashba. This is the famous one we spoke about already many times. The davka kshen is arev isa mua l'toch hetna meruba. So the chefta isa is batel berov, and the tam is negative. Avol isa meruba l'toch hetna mua. Afil the matza matza mistarba she'ein omer bezeh nos in tam lefka mutter. Ashi yifgom legamre kineve. Kinevela ad leget. So if the majority is usur, the only way to be matter the whole tarova is if it's completely inedible. That makes perfect sense. Because then you'll have the chefza shalis, which is the majority. If the chefza is the minority, it's only after it should know some tam, negative tam, it's okay. The chefza is the majority, only if the entire combination became inedible. The imtoma is key. The imtoma is kain. Kideva she'ena bas yoma she'ena oseres, should know some of gamu. Why should that be so? Why should a pot which has been dormant for a day not ask him a deraisa? What does bekula misharina mean? We cannot estimate how much was absorbed. We have to be mevatel the entire volume of the walls of the pot. We have no idea how much came out. My time is sharina. Why are we matir kedera shena bas yoma? The lek aruba deter. For some reason, which we don't understand, the Rashba is assuming that the contents of the pot are less volume wise than the walls of the pot. What's he asking? Huh? Yeah, this is a pelvic akash. What is the answer? Yesh lomar the kevan the lek al tamo shalisa v'lomar mosho. B'chol inyan shor, b'chol lo asus lo elamit machmas tamo v'tamo b'tarav also dafka b'sheish bohando also b'nosin tam also halav achi shor. So what's he saying? If you have a chefta shaliser, then you require that chefta be in the minority. Here there's no chefta shaliser. What we're saying is that we have to attribute the tam to the tam of volume. Equivalent to the walls of the pot into which the tam was absorbed. But there's no chefta shalisir, it's only tam. Only tam, then even though the tam is in theory considered a majority, it's composed of the contents. Maybe in the case you only put a little bit of food on the bottom. So in that kind of a case, it's going to be more, even though in theory we attribute to the tam a volume which is more than the contents of the pot, alpha began its mut because there's no chefta shalisir at all. Adka divrei harashba. Okay, Rabbos, everyone, this is the famous Rashba. We've spoken this many times. We finally had a chance to read it together. Any questions before we go to see what the Ra'ah has to say about this? The Rashba is very clear. Clear and beautiful. Says the Ra'ah, we'll start, or he quotes the Rashba first. We'll start from, it says, Ad Kad. About the eighth narrow line. Ve'eino nochon klal. What a great way to start. It's completely wrong. This is how Ra'ah starts, right? That's just not eino nochon. Eino nochon klal. Not enough to say enonoch. That would be too generous. Enonoch and kla. Why? Diyim kain, lefi devaro, pleitas kederezu, she'ena bas yoma, we just discussed, hu, she'ena oseres, mishum, the nesinas tam shalom, eno l'shva. As the Rashba said, that it's when the pot exudes taste into the contents of the pot, it's a net negative. Avo mikom makom, habela atzmo, Kemo shahu, ad shlo niflat isataru. Shari abela atzmo, lo nifga michdei achilas ger. As the Rashba said, the bela itself, that which is in the pot itself, is royal ger, but since it's only a net negative, does not impact upon the contents of the pot. Fine, says the Rabbah. Oh, if that's the case, shekain and shekain, royal she also the vashaba levatlo apsha machmasarabasa dvar Torah. She prohibited to use a cliff there shayna basyama. If Tim Salam, if you say the also levatal isurim lakatila daraisa, if you'll hold him about this lakatila daraisa, it should be usur to cook in an enabayama pot. Why? Because before you got around to cooking in it, the bela, the absorption, is considered to be vishvach. You're taking a perfectly meshubah, praiseworthy, if you will, taste, and in effect, you're being mevapalit by having it being exude into the food, and therefore, and becoming a negative. You're being in violation of this and the rice up. That's his kash. Yes.
How is it vishvach in the pot, and
then
when it comes out, it's lifkan?
That's the Rashba said. The Rashba says so. The Rashba seems to say, the Yintoma, take a look. Let's read the Rashba again, the last three narrow lines in the Torah's advice. In Cain, today Roshena Batsyoma, Sheena Oseres, Hashem Denosa Lefkamu, Los Torah Lefkadera Batsyoma, Amai, Vokula Misharina, in my Mavak Lele Adina, and became my Tama Sharina, the Rebecca Ruba that Tera. Obviously, if it's unfit for a ger, you don't need Ruba that Tera, you need a ben. Clearly, the Rashba is assuming that the bela in the pot at this point in time is fit for a ger, and yet it's permissible to cook. Why so? Yesh lomar, came and delek al the tava shalisa below a mashal becholid in shari below asrus lel and apas tamal betamal betaravosa daf b'shesh rohana asa nosan tam asa holav achi. In this case, what makes it taste worse than it was before is shari. I think the Rav is correct in his assessment of the Rashba. I don't think he made any mistake. I think he got a Rashba right on. He just thinks it's ridiculous. If that's the case, well, anybody else kills the rice, she goes with the rice, the cook, and the basyom, that's his kasha.
So the tam is fine when it's mixed into the tarovas.
The tam is okay. It would be edible if you eat a pot. If you can make a pot of some edible substance, I can't imagine I can do such a thing. Well, the new technology, and it's possible. Then you'd be able to eat the pot, make a shakal, and eat a dvar on the pot. But once the absorption of the pot goes into the food, it becomes a net negative in the food. All right, everyone with me? Everyone with me so far? Good. V'chein b'din, shelo yemutu devar Torah levatlo lechatchila, chatichas devela b'shtei chatichas heta min b'mino. Can't put a piece of devela into two pieces of heta. V'nan b'chol duchlet chaymon de l'keder shen ebas yoma v'teres devar Torah. It's a mefurush of Gemara, Rabbi Osei, enough mem dal in the bed, if you recall. That's his big kasha against the Rashba. V'yod, zu minay elonu, which means tam kikah daraisa. So how can you be mad at something if the net negative? So what? It's royal ger. That's his kasha. It's a more fundamental question. El advarim elush einon is wrong. So what's the truth, quote the Rav? Aval kedera she'ena basyoma shehudra b'shvil shabela shebo kemen shenishta me'es liyes biyodua shupovim michdei ger. No. Once 24 hours pass, whatever remains in the pot already, it's not roy for a ger. Aval pi she'en zeh nikar keheter shebo, you can't tell that it's ena roy ger. Hainu hum mitnesha taruvasal shows heter mechapolo bichde she'ena niker. In other words, once you put it, this ena royal ager bela, into the soup, so the soup, the delicious chicken soup, covers up for the ena royal ager quality of that which comes out of the pot. Oh, we talk ribuyo shall heter zeh. So much soup, but so little coming out, that the soup sort of is mevatal that which comes out. Avavadai bela atzmo nifkam kedei ger o yosef. Yosef, okay. V'kevin shekein, he ev shel esar. Impossible to ask a cooking in this pot, which is ba'ein of asyoma. She'ein lecha dover shehuta mitom shenifkam choza li yisur al yom. Once it's in a royal again, even though you now put it into a pot of soup and it became roy again, doesn't matter. Once it's mutter forever. Very fundamental line. Very critical line in the Ra'ah. If you have a chance down the road, we'll be discussing it. Not today. Keep this in mind. I'll read it one more time. Underline that line. Those two lines are very, very important. Since it tasted good when it came in, and even now, Rabosai, even now you cannot notice how bad it is, that's worse, it's more chomer. Opposite of the Rashba. The Rashba said if it's be'en mamish, then it's the Eidur Leger is more kal, because it's inedible. The Bliya and Eidur Yomo is more chomer because it really is edible. The Ross says no, they're both inedible, but the shtickle in the world again, Meikara, is more kal. He doesn't know from Achshavet, who never was Meshubach, whereas the Blia in the Kli, which started off as Meshubach, even though now it's inedible, is more Chomer, also the Chatchila. Old Kaza, the Kedera, the Laf, Bas Yoma, Ilohabim Mitzra, Bididei Misharina, means Bekula Misharina. You consider the entire pot to be treif, and all of its volume must be bottled mishishim in the contents. All these bottled barov, that was the whole Rashba's kasha. He didn't think it was bottled barov even. Fine. Vilesa, the kedera, the lav bas yoma, mistama nisyabsha, ad kedei she'ein v'pleitosa k'deinosin ta'am. Ukfor k'saftir v'psochim, v'shmaita d'ravashi kederes v'pesach yishaveru. We saw that the Ritva said on our sugar, on that plan, after 8 days, it's dried up, and there's really nothing too much left, only a mashu. Here, the Ra'ah went further, the Ritva quoted it there and said, no, don't have to wait 8 days. Even after 1 day, it's all dried up, and there's almost nothing left. Everyone with me so far? I know we haven't gotten to what we spent. So far, this is the Rashba and the Ra'ah. Okay, the Rashba and Benega, and Torah Sabayis, and they're all in bed. Any questions before you proceed? The last piece, obviously, is the Rashwazel that has the final word in Mishmeres Habayis. Look at, he gives a little bit of a patch to the Ra'ah. Amar HaKosef. Herech harbei b'zeh uvekushes shel kash. Play on words. With questions of straw. V'ilu bosi lichtov kol dvarav otzi azman levatol. If I'm going to write everything he said, I'm going to waste my time and yours. Shekoma shekosa v'erech v'noda she'ira bo b'nei shalo yoda ikrin shal dvarim. He doesn't know anything. V'shlonos an lei v'shmua she'sham v'perek asof v'shem v'avod azara u'v'shar shmua z'harba. He doesn't know the Gemara. V'ani echtov kan dvarim u'v'sosu mimenu odia v'kitzir af al pin sha'afilu ha'kotzer v'tachas ha'kotzer olay avod sad arichus. As short as I'm going to be, it's still too long to refute it. Boom. It came down hard this time. Okay. Utchila va oma. Masha kosev shekol advarim sovevin olov. Umasha kosev ha-mechaber. Means the Rashba himself. The nose and tam lefgam she'omar muter lo shu pogem adager utoabo v'yisir v'omer lo itiru afilu b'tarobes achi ha-yisir pogem b'yatzo adager. Zu vaday shibush gomer lo vishtabish bo afilu echam and amaschilim lilvo perik ein omdi. He is so low, the Ra'ah, less than a beginner. He hasn't taken a beginner's Talmud in perik ein omdi. Shrei tiru b'yay nesav shenofel agami grogros afal pi sheyayin in a pogom b'yatzmo. Before Shigemara, the wine falls on figs. The wine is not inherently in a roi. But it just makes the figs taste worse. V'afilu yein harekach. L'vnei shepoge mia begrogos. Makes the grogos taste worse than they tasted before. Maybe the Ra'ah will respond by saying, no. If good wine comes onto figs, it ruins the figs so much, the figs become inedible. Now, I'm not an expert in figs. Who likes figs? Which figs? Dried figs. Which dried figs? Growers. Yeah, at least one person. If I put wine on those figs, would you eat the figs?
I think so.
You would. So you all like the Rashba. But maybe they were all an answer. You're crazy. I wouldn't even eat those figs. I'm just trying to defend their all a little bit. Fine. Uklalamu Mishnah Sena Bergasoka is a klal. Kol Shubana also, but also Tam also. Hoshena Ban also, but also Tam Mutter. Alma. Lo Pogum Gomer could avail us and a ruin of the Gabu Vadabu. Ela Kol Shain Bahana also. But also Tam. And also Tarav also. The Lashna of the Mishnah sounds like the Rajma. Below, not only that. Ela Filo Nishtatfu Dvaram Upoglu. Afila Ein Bechem and Lifgom Ein Ostrin. You have two different ingredients. Neither one can be ponga by itself together. The ponga, but it also does not ask. They got seen and also remember Rabbi Yochanan called Shetamu Mamasha also Loganolov. Zechad Asher Chilas Pras Tamu Mamasha also Loganolov. Him Riba Tam Lefgam Mutter. Vakshin and Allah the lema of him knows and Tam Lefgam Mutter. Why the expression Him Riba Tam Lefgam Uparkin and Okamash Shalom. The Alpha Gav, the Ikya Mili Achrini, the Ifkimi, Bahadi, it's only two together, it's still Mutter. Okay, they're all over the spot. You're right, but it has to be, but this Emerald has to be inedible to a person. V.O., number three. The Chomets are called greasing. What is Chomets, gentlemen?
Vinegar.
And what is greasing? Beans, or whatever, some. The Ikya Tamu Mamasho. V'yein ha-chomets pogom, he claims. Ela v'shuruch mi'atzo. Rebbe, so who would have ever eaten vinegar here? Yeah, you like it?
It was an accident.
But did you like it?
Not particularly.
So you don't hold it in the Rashba. The Rashba claims that vinegar itself is very edible. The people who have these salad dressings are made from vinegar. So, you know, they're Rashba people. He holds that vinegar is an edible commodity. Others might disagree with this. Ha'filu ha'chi, eino oser grisin. I feel like we're standing up to Guma Leger, says the Rashi. I feel like Nashim Chashuvim Rabim. Chen Yayin Atok HaDashim, the Shari of Shinim. The Ra'ol will turn, look back at the Rashba and say in the eye, dear Rashba, why don't you hire, what's her name, Susie Fishbein, the author of those, all those Art School books, she'll tell you it's inedible. Okay, I don't dare to enter where I don't know. The culinary arts have never been my strong suit, so I can't defy who's right, and the Rashba never been fired by the bat. What's edible? What's not edible? Potato the chol. Drachshinan mikli midyon on the man that's showing us in town of Gam. Few kim the bikdera bas yoma. Do you remember the Gemara? Let's turn our boss to the Gemara of Mem Dalar and Midbase. He's calling about Azara, but it's in Sochem as well. Please look at Mem Dalar and Midbase. It's going to get into refresher, part of our refresher course. On Mem Dalar and Midbase, the Gemara on the top line says, "Diten tam kikar," that the tam kikar is a din daraisa based upon mishras by a nazir, etc. And the Gemara wants to discuss how do you know tam kikar is aser? Yolat big yulei nachem. The last 15 lines on that mandala base. Yulei nachem lav timer bialmahu. All that comes out is a taste. The aser, but the fact that the Torah demands that we kasha these kalim implies time kikar daraisa. So hakanami loshna, shen mafurish din it pasuk and chumash time kikar daraisa. The rabbana no giule nachrim nami chiddushu. It breaks the rules. It's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. It's not because it makes the food trade. The Torah requires it as exeris hakasa to remove the blias issa. Why? They call nos and tam of gam mutter. They gam read him in a veila. The Hachas, even though it's not Tam Lefgam, do Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Lo Astra Torah Ela Bikadeira Bas Yoma. Hilkach Lav Nos Tam Lefgamu. So therefore it's the Shvap, and the Torah is only prohibiting the Kadeira Bas Yoma, where good taste comes out. V'Rabbana, why do they say it's a Chiddush? Kadeira Bas Yoma Nami, Lo Evsha De Lo Pogma Purta. We Lo Pogma Purta. Rashi, Lo Pogma Purta. Mitam akli, this is on the in the wide lines. Mitam akli nifkama habliya, a little bit, even the bas yom. And the Rabbi Kiva says no. On the first day could be mamash the shvach. Okay, this is the yisod of tam kikar as it relates to gilad. Now I go back to the mishmeres habas. Back to the mishmeres habas. This is the salas. Let me look inside, please, where we left off. The Tehillah L'Chaot. This is about halfway down the Mishmeres Habayis. Daha, the line ends with the word Daha. Dach Shina Miklei Midyan, the man the Shari knows in Tam Lifgam, who killed the Mikadera Bas Yoma. Ramina Rafila Bas Yoma, according to one opinion, he asked for Pogma Purta. Pogma Purta, who Purta Manta Shari, that Rafila Pogma Tumal if he dwar of Loshamina Bukam Shena Royal Gare. Ha! According to the Ra'a, Rabbi Osai, you have to have a speech to be completely inedible. How can any man the Yoma be Matar Pogma Purta? Behold, the pogrom of the Sovish Biach, the Amina the Osir, Moran Samaches and Avodah Zarah, in Misa, the pogrom af the Ger, Beinan, ki is Biach of the Sov, Amai Osir. What are you going to say? If you're telling me that the only time it's Osir is when? If it's Ain't a World of Ger, he himself said, Do you who the Yom of his son of Pacha, the Kosh Nifkam, the Gamri, the Hutter, Shuv, Eina, Chosel, Yisro. How can the man of Odazar say that Pogam, the Sovish, be a Mazas, according to you, Ra'ah, that it has to reach the level of Eina World again? You yourself said, once it reaches that level, it's all over, can never become Hutter, Osir again. Elevadai, the Vara, Brurim, Eim, the Chol, Mavin, the Fil, the Pogam, Tzas, Afopi, Shiruya, Adayan, the Ger, Ula Tosha, haha. Eina, Osir, Tarovis, Kamosha, Kosov, Bechibur. As I myself, the third party, as the author, which means him, wrote, Mashkosha the Kusha, the Kevin Chabelash of Bikadera, Mitzad Atzlo, Roy Leger, Im Kane, Hechi Tira, Torah, Kadera, Shinevasyamo, the Chatkila, the Mashnomi, the Naare, the Achatikas, the Velebus of Shishim, Shalheter, the Osso, the Vat Isla, the Chatkila, Finamidaraisa, that's the Ros Kasha, Ein Bidvarav Klum. And he has a multi-pronged response. One, chod. Minole de midoraisa about this of the chatchil. Zuma midoraisa mishu shari. Ala midorabonim bilvado di osu. U pashat de shmait of this roh b'shele b'pergir anosha. Hochin daika. V'chein eskim rabo seyna hachach mea tera fatim zah. Of course, that's the Rashi we said last week by Arichas, 2 weeks ago. It's only a siyog. It's a siyog that you shouldn't come to do a pitla which is less than 1 in 60. So therefore, so didn't there about it? So the whole thing doesn't even begin. Number two, the oath. Allah filu mishadoko so Allah masik vino the also the vatal isa the raisa the raiva shita. Haino the vatal isa be'eno ke ein zroa shemavash alim ha'ayil. This is zroa b'shel of the ale nose and parshas nose. The yavsh the vash al zerufnei atzom zerufnei atzom. The chidshav torah the mashlim yachad. The ein b'shel el shlemu. Avo bela shebikdeira. Yesha, how can you compare it to an actual piece of tray for meat, or meat which is inedible to a certain individual, which time should only absorb in the walls of a pot? Ulefichav muta kevin shepogim tarovis. Viata, okay. Viata ochol yol, but pugam over tarovis. So therefore, it's only with tarovis, so the name has to have to the rice. Vio, number three. Shema tabol eserakte ol yol, even when it's in the basyoma, ike hefset kelim. That's his third answer to this question. Rabbi Osei has three potent answers to this question. Ad kan, this discussion. Okay, so Rabbi Osei, we went through a very, very important discussion. But I made an error. I was looking for a different Ra'ah completely. I was looking for the Ra'ah where he says that, like the Prima Garden, is of the opinion that Liban is not Kibolo Kachpolto, but rather Liban burns it up inside. That's what I was looking for, and I did not find it on this page. So where did I find it? Where is that Ra'ah? Give me a second, please. now I'm not really finding what I'm looking for. So let's, whatever it is, you do not have it in front of you, to my knowledge. I thought I gave it out to you. I thought that was part of what I gave out, and it was not. I apologize for my mistake. But somewhere, I'll read to you a little bit later on, the Ra'ah says, this you sold. That, you know what? I can find it quickly by looking at the Sefer HaGolas Kalim. The Sefer HaGolas Kalim, he has a chapter about the essence of Libun. In that chapter, those who want to look it up later on, is, I believe, chapter Perek Hay, if I'm not mistaken. Perek Hay. Let's see. Hetsha Belibun. Okay. Oh. So how does it work? Maybe it's, I'm sorry, but I'm not finding it right over here either. Maybe it's really in the Libun, in the Mavo. There's a Mavo here. Oh, this is the question. How does Libun work? So the smack, he quotes the smack, this is page Chav Tes. The polet kol dava v'nofel aretz. How does Libun work? It takes everything out and it falls to the ground. It disappears into thin air. You don't have to worry like an agola. What do we say an agola? You have to use an eimer ben yoma. Why? Did you use a ben yoma? What happened?
Yeah.
Someone asked me a shayla. He mamish did agola with a ben yoma in my shul. Here's my shayla for Shabbos. What do I do? You have to do it all over again. What are you afraid about? The tarfus comes from the what? From the pot into the water and bend right back to the pot again. It's a question of chana and all kinds of things. Okay, and he quotes other individuals who say the same exact thing. Or is a marach, or is a ruah. He says like this. The Kabbalah kapolto applies to Libun. So is the marach, or is a ruah. So is the Rashi, we saw the Rashi. Here is the Ra'ah. I'm sorry. The Ra'ah is right in front of us, but I was reading from the wrong page. He called it page 74. Okay, this print. I was reading it from page 71. I was off by three pages. The Ra'ah is as follows. Oh, it's towards the bottom of the page. Have you dared that? Zara the kivshanos ain't no hechshik hagolah b'kliv matches. The hosam lahaflit mashabola, aber libun b'shemokom ain't no maflit kol isur shabo. Elo kiluyu shu mechale isur shebesocho. Lefichachu hechsher. That's what he says. A chiddush nifla v'noira. The libun doesn't pull it out. It destroys it in its place. That answers the question, Rabosai, of Klicheres Belibun. Tosis, Akasha, what are you telling me that Klicheres Eino Yotzi Bnei Dofio Leolam, but Kivshonos work? What's the answer? It's not Motzi it. It destroys it in its place. But that's not the answer that Tosis gave with the Marashah. So obviously these other Gedolim, and he quotes here a smack on the Marashah Ozeru, they say, and Rashi, they say Kabbalah Kapolta Kapshuta. Then Levin pulls it out. And there are, followed by the Prima Garden, say, no, it burns it in its place. Okay, so I'm happy I finally found it. It wasn't the page I gave out. It was an important page to read anyway, but it wasn't what I was looking for. Okay, here's on page 74 on the bottom. You can look it up yourselves. I'll leave it around. This, there are. What's a Machlokas Gedoli or Rishonim? What does Levin achieve? Does it burn it in its place? There are all in the Prima Garden. Or does it pull it out? Kibolo kapolto. Which is the way we saw many Rishonim say it. My nafgamina. Anybody? This is one of the most great and most important nafgaminas of all. Anybody?
Ben
Yom? No, Ben Yom is going to work no matter either way. Tremendous nafgamina on both sides. Anybody? Yes?
Can you peel off the outer layer?
That's not for me to want. If you peel it out of layer, that's going to help. We'll get that. We'll go. Let's wrap up some marbly netta. But a real document for us.
Oh, yeah. Do you need to clean the clean before you do me?
That's a little bit true, but even more than that, much more basic. Rabosai, kibolo kapolto means it's taking the case of water. As Ramosh writes in the tshuva, the water has to be as hot to get it out as it was when it went in. Since we never know in our homes, how hot things get, you require barosim. We saw barosim and klirishim. For all we know, it went in barosim. If we knew for a fact, like Moshe, that it never went in more than 180 degrees, it kasha 180 degrees. Where is it possible to know that it never went above a certain temperature? Where? Where?
Oven.
We'll get to ovens in a second. Yeah, correct. But where else? I'm talking about a pot of water on the fire. You know, you don't measure how hot your water gets in your kitchen. Where do they measure? Anybody know?
In a restaurant.
Restaurants. They're worse than our kitchens. Where do they measure exactly?
Hospital.
Also not. Where?
Factory.
When they manufacture the food, they have to have exact, there are graphs which tell you exactly how hot the pot was at any given time. The Board of Health demands it. The Board of Health is afraid it's not going to be hot enough and they're not going to kill the bacteria. They have to give in every single day to the Board of Health how hot was the pot at every given moment. It's a graph. I've seen it. It hovers between 180, something like that, enough to kill the bacteria. It'll never go above 180. I have a graph for the whole day, for the state of New York. I got a pot of the federal government. So you can also cash 180. The Chathil, you always try for 212, or maybe 190, we'll get to that later. Malar Sicha. If it never went above 170, whatever it was, that'll be enough, Mikir Adin. Now we come to our ovens. How hot can our ovens get? Just give a look. It's in the dial of your kitchen. 500, then it's something called broil, which is what? 550. That's as hot as a typical oven gets. How hot must the fire be to reach the level of what we call the Tzotzos Nitzin?
900.
But Moshe writes 700. Right, it's quoted over here in the Sefer Agolas Kelim. You guys want to look it up? The very, very end of the Sefer. He has the last paragraph that goes alphabetically. Each and every one of the Kalim, and he finally gets to the letter Tuf on page Tuf Mem Hei Tanur. He writes as follows. He quotes as follows. There's a Choveres quotes from Rav Moshe, 700 degrees Fahrenheit.
So how are you supposed to do that?
So you can't catch our ovens. Don't get the 550. Self clean. That's good. Something that's a 900. So you have 200 degrees to spare, if I use that expression. Not even close. 900. It's only about 700. Okay, fine. But the typical oven that we have only has 550. So Rav Moshe writes, you're right. You cannot kasher the oven by putting it up to the highest. It's just not hot enough. What do you have to use? A blowtorch. If you read Rav Moshe's Talmidim, it's impossible. I would never allow anyone to do it in a professional. Why? Rav Moshe writes, you can look it up in a few of the Sfarim here, by Feldhaus in his Sefer. You have to hold a blowtorch, I think on every square inch, 7 seconds or something like that.
Where is the 7 seconds?
That's when it gets to you. Hold it that long, that's when the sparks are going to start flying. It's also this. Again, I'm not exactly sure, I may have forgotten. Do they have that Sefer here in our library? Rabbi Feldhaus' Sefer? I have it at home. Maybe I'll try to look it up. I would never allow anyone in this room, Chalila V'chas, to do that. Sakonas nefashos mamish. Someone, we knew of a case where somebody never died kashering an oven before Pesach. Now, trying to put blowtorch, got on fire on the apron, and the person perished in the fire. Chmona litzlan. Chamira sakanta misur. I would never let him do it. You want to do it? Hire a professional crew. If I would be you, I wouldn't even be in the house. Worst case scenario, the house will burn down. I'll be safe. But the professionals, they supposedly know what they're doing. They're flamethrower. Huge. You know, they say they know what to do. Fine. But if you hold like Rashi and the smack and the smarach azarua, the Kabbalah kapoto applies to Liban as well. It should be sufficient to put it up to 550. Couldn't get any hotter than that. Kabbalah kapoto. Yes.
If the Yerushalmi says you need to have sparks flying,
right.
Presumably. The ovens that they were using, they didn't have sparks flying when they were cooking. So
I don't
why?
Know about that. I'm not sure about that. You don't know how hot
it was getting up. I don't know if they could really get the ovens up to 700 degrees. It wasn't like a pottery kiln or anything. It was was just a regular oven.
If they had a pottery kiln which was 2,000 degrees, they had an oven which could reach 700 degrees too? I don't think it's a kasha like that. I mean, you can find out from the historians how hot the average oven became. But I have no guarantee it couldn't reach the 700 degrees. I don't think so. Now, fine. Now, Rabbi Osai, even those who maintain, if you ask me, that the way that Leibud works is not by pulling it out, but by burning it, I might still claim, quote, Kabbalah Kapoto. That I read you the Rashi. The Rashi applied Kabbalah Kapoto to Leibud. There's another Rashi. The Rashi is Rabbi Osai, and that's an Ayin Hamad base. There's a Rashi and Ayin Vav Omen Aleph, Rabbi Osai. Ayin Vav Omen Aleph, Rashi says, an important Rashi, Ayin Vav Omen Aleph, Meseftah Avodah Zarah, Magilan, Lo Choshev Kalibun. Why? Kalibun Sorei Pesakli. That implies, like they were, oh, the Libun actually burns it up inside. Yet the same Rashi, same author in the previous Amud says, Kibolo Kapoto. But I thought, there is no plate that just burns it up. So I think Rashi may mean, it's Kibolo Kapoto, just as it goes in with fire, so it gets out by fire. How it gets out is not by being pulled out, but being destroyed in its place. Nonetheless, the utilization of the phrase Kibolo Kapoto, even loosely referred to, and the Leibun process implies, at least to me, that if it goes in at 550, it goes out at 550. That's what I would say. Now, either Meiri here in the Avodah Zarah says, even Agala is not Maflit, but Sorfo Bimkomo. Like as the Ran said about Mila Ve'irun. Nonetheless, we apply the expression, Kibolo Kapolto, which is Lav Dafka. It means the way it went in, that's how you kasher it. Not by pulling it out, but by getting rid of it in place. So therefore, it applies to Leibun as well. As the Meiri said. I'm sorry. No, it's a technical problem, because then it's going to go into the. I mean, according to the Meiri. Very good. Good question. That's an excellent question. Do me a favor, look at the Meiri. Excellent question. You'll find it on page 323. And he's standing Meiri in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. And maybe he addresses your question. I don't remember. We have to see how the Meiri, because the whole question is the Meiri holds Chatichan Asis Nevela. You have to do a whole research on that to see what the Meiri's opinion is. I'm assigning you for tomorrow. Come up with the answer. Okay. Give us an assignment. If you want to help him out? Help him out. Fine. Good. We have to discuss, Rabbi Osai, a number of other issues. Yes. How much time the Leibun has to take place? Does the Leibun have to take place for long enough for the Nitzotzes Nitzin to peel the outside layer of Tashik Lipasa? Or, I'm not sure what will be more or less. It's so hard to know. When it gets to an Agola, I'll make it to Agola in an instant, in a flash. Did anybody ever look up on the Star K? I think they had 15 seconds. Did anyone find it? You found it? Can you please print it out for tomorrow?
Sure.
Okay. I don't think anyone follows that at all. But I'm sympathetic to their position. We'll need to talk about that. Okay. Rabbi Osai, there's an interesting concept called Leibun Kal. Leibun Kal. Have you ever heard of it yet? Have you discussed it yet? I mentioned this briefly. Leibun Kal. So Leibun Kal, the source for Leibun Kal, I mean, there's no source in Shas for it. It doesn't exist. It's Agolo Leibun. Leibun Kal is a unique concept, which can be shown in Mamachadish Achidish, which is a new concept. One of the sources for both sides is in the same Mordechai that I asked you to see, in the Sechta Avodah Zarah, Simen Tov Samach. So the regular Leibun, what does it achieve according to the Mordechai? The Shiva Saklipa. So if you go to that knife sharpener, you can accomplish exactly the same thing. But, he says, if it's hetera bola, from fleshix to milchix, ein shrichen libun godok bin ashiras klipa, elarak ashtayat soletis bo, mishnei Avoreho. It should be Yatzlens through and through. V'gam regilim livdok aile nesinas kash olemi b'chutz liros imakash nitzraf b'hochi sagi. V'yimkein shalit talibun me'ever li'ever af al gav shlo toshik li'posa. V'mikomakom dai b'kach t'kevan d'hetera bola imkein dai lehem b'hagola v'lo gora osa libun me'hagola v'yosa libun maflet. This thing which we call Libun Kal is mafid more than Hagol. What does Hagol achieve? Hagol achieves its hat from cover to cover, from side to side, as we shall see. It's Yatza Lettuce though. So they can achieve the same result with fire. It's even better. This is Libun Kal. This is the source, and this is the idea of Kash Nisrof Mibachutz. The whole thing comes from the Mordechai, that I ask you to see, the Masechta Avodah Zarah, Simen Tov Tov Sam. Very amazing concept called Libun Kal. Libun Kal. Fine?
What's the situation
we do? An item requires Hagolah. Instead of doing Hagolah, which is a pain in the neck, let's say I don't have enough water. Water shortage. An Eretz Yisrael is a water shortage. Or, I'll give you another example. It's a Ben Yomo, and I can't wait around for a whole day. I can do Libun Kal. Although Libun Kal is like Hagolah, it's not like Hagolah with respect to the fact that Ben Yomo is no good. Why? Because Ben Yomo is no good, but Hagolah goes from the pot to the water and back. There's no water over here. Whatever Libun Kal achieves, it's magic. There's no water. It just disappears into thin air. So therefore, you can even be done for a Ben Yomo. It's very, very important. Very, very important. Very important. Fine. Now, Bosai, did we ever discuss the issue of Dover Charif? Did it come up at all? That a Dover Charif has an amazing power to make something which is stale come to life again. The Gemara about the Zohar, I read through the Gemara. I'll read it to you again one more time. It's called Chiltis. Did we ever look up what Chiltis really is in English? I think someone's. Some weird thing. It's, we don't know more about what that is than what Chiltis is. It doesn't help us too much. Okay? That's a Gemara here in Masechta Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara says that Chiltis is Mechal Yalei L'Shvach. It's something which is an Eino Ben Yomo. It's a Lamatesim and Aleph. Even though Stan Lefkama's mutter, Agav Churfei de Chiltesa, Mechayel Hashem Nenusa, Vavli Nostan Leshvach. Some magic that the Chiltes does. Frek the Rajva Akasha. It's like a Valdig Akasha, I both say. It's Akasha in Chuvas. I think I read this last time. Simon Tov Tzadi Zayin. How come the Torah permits a Kedera Shena Bas Yom, as we saw in that Femdala in the base? Why isn't the Torah afraid and the Jew is going to use it for chiltis? And this stale taste in the walls of the pot will suddenly spring back to life and become a shvach. What a great kasha. I never thought of that kasha. The Rashman thought of the kasha. Answers the Rashman Shut Tov Tzadi Zayin. He says, you know what? He says, like this. Only chiltis is mechayel l'shvach. Ein o shchiach. Are you a problem? It's lo shchiach, and the Torah does not demand that you're going to kashu all the kelim for the remote possibility that you're going to use this kli for chiltus. Of course, the rabbi will tell you, don't use it for chiltus. The Torah says it's a davar which is not at all rogue. Fine. Rabbi Osai, the Ra'ah, if you recall, back to the Ra'ah we just saw a few minutes ago that I gave out the handout, today's handout, your testament Aleph, said that Eina Ben Yom was pogum in the Kli itself. Right? And nonetheless, Rabbi Osai, the Ra'ah is still concerned about Bittul Issa L'Chatchila. Here's a little bit of an interesting idea. The Ra'ah was trying to rebuff the Rashba. The Rashba's right that it's Nosen Tam Lefgam is still good in the walls of the pot. So if you hold him about this lechatchilas daraisa, should be also daraisa to use a cliche in binyan. Fine. What the Ra'am himself hold? The Ra'am himself hold that it's considered to be negative in the pot. Afal pikein, the Ra'am himself hold it's also to use a kli she'ena ben yomo. Why? Because also levat lechatchila. Why? Why? It's ruined. The answer, I believe, is gzeira eno ben yomo otu ben yomo. Which we have in our girsa in the Gemara of Odozor that flam and that ayin vav and al. The Rashbon and Rabbi Kana have a gear there. They said on their own gzeira eno ben yomo rabosai otu ben yomo. What? Yes, but I think if you all have, I'm not sure you still have it. I gave it out last 2 weeks ago. The other page I gave out, we Xeroxed one page I gave out today. Your test. I gave out another page, which is Lamed Vav. I hope you all have it with you still in your files. Pull it out. You'll see that I think that's what Ra'ah really means. Again, today we saw Ra'ah who said that the Bela is pogum if the 24 hours pass in the pot itself, contra the Rashba. But enough of that. Oh yes, over here, if that's the case, if at least the daraisa should be also the cook with the daraisa and a benyomo. Take a look over here, and they're all on page Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which I gave out last time. Now reading the entire thing. Here we go. About the third of the way down the narrow lines. It says, not laugh is Afra Bialma. The Afa Pikain, see the lines up to Afa Pikain? Afa Pikain, also Levat Lozo, the Kedera Shalnachri, Vihi Eina Basyoma, Osir, Bavada Levashalba. Right? It's Osir. The question just becomes, why is it Osir? We just got through saying that it's absolutely inedible. So why is an isser about isser lechatchila? It's not really an isser. It's not really an isser. So the answer is as follows. Hold on. He's saying over here, trying to find exactly the right words. They wrote it down. Can you find the lush I'm looking for? He says, he writes it here. Right, here it is. A few lines later. This is, I would say, 12 lines up in the narrow lines. Ninza, sheyesh replay tosuk de lesser, ilu hoya meshubach. Uvchi agar im vadiz lechatchila. What does that mean? Exera ene ben yomo, ota ben yomo. Since it could lead to something which would be usher, even though right now it happens to be unfit even for any human consumption, they answered it anyway. It's exactly what I was suggesting. This is the sheet of the Ra'ah. This is an important line. Here in the Aflam and Vav, Amud Aleph. That's what he says. That's what he says. Oh. So now on both sides, we have the following problem. The following problem. We mentioned that the question of Nos Tal of Gaman Pesach should depend upon whether it's based upon Bitul Berov or not. That was today's handout. You test them out. Kuant the Rashbo is clearly based on Bitul Berov. And the Rashbo Lashitoso, as a matter of fact, Rashbo Lashitoso, Asis, Nosen, Tam, Lefgam, on Pesach. Beautiful. Lashitoso. Lashitoso. Oh. This is something which fits in, as I said before, very nicely. And I want to read it to you from the Sefer HaGolas Kelim, which is, again, the Bible over here, which we'll be spending most of the week on the Sefer. So over here, he has in his Mavo, in his introduction, what about on Pesach. Try to find one second, please. The Kli became Ein Ben Yomer before Pesach. What's the did? So the Rashba holds that it's also. Why is Rashba hold it's also? So we explained very nicely. The Rashba is Lashit Tosso. The Rashba holds that it's based upon what? It's based upon Bittel. And in Chometz with Pesach, there's no din of Bittel. Beautiful. Just trying to find the right source over here. And this is the pre-Megadim we saw so many times already. Simon Kuf Gimel end of Sifkot Nalef. Ha'ol Strim Sovim Dinos Lanefgam Etem Bishtam Bittel Barov V'chomets V'Pesach Kol Shu Oseh. And the Matirim say Nandu Bittel Barov. So Pesach is also mutter. So who holds which way? The Rashba says based on Bittel Barov, as the Prima Gadim is over there. And therefore Yas is in fact Nosim Tam Lefgam on Pesach. And it's quoted over here, Shut the Rashba Simon Tov Tzadi Tes parentheses Tes Zayin, quoted by the Beis Yosef Simon Tov Mem Zayin. Okay? And the Ran holds it not based upon Bittel Barov, it should be mutter on Pesach. Okay. Here he quotes the same author, HaGolos Kalim Sefer, quotes on page Mem Gimel, a Rashba, who's bothered by the problem in Mevat Nisa L'Chathchila when it comes to Kasher and Kalim. You know what he answers? We don't drink the water. We don't drink the water. We pour the water into the... And I had a Hagol. Nami as a Lemei Hagola. I don't know if that's anyone check that out anywhere in the old Kisvayat. He just said, you don't need the water, there's no problem. It's a Rashba, Shut, Simon, Tov, Tzadi, Hey. It's all a Siyog. You're not going to eat it. There's no Siyog. Otherwise, writes the Rashba, you're Mevatel, Kol, Hagola, Velibun. Right? Because he's the Shitoso. It's not Pogam in the Kli. You get an impression once again. Libun, the Libun also is somehow based upon taking it out as opposed to burning it inside. Oh. Fine. These are very, very important yesodas, we're both saying, now lots of Hagol and Libun, which we have to discuss at the present time. So, for the rest of today's shiur, I want to go back to something we spoke about. I also gave my third handout. I gave out two Rashbas and one Rabbi Kivegan. Didn't have the Rabbi Kivegan with them that I gave out. Right? That's very important. Let's go back to there. So, before we go any further, there is an issue of the Baal HaItur. The Baal HaItur is cited, Rabbi Osai, by the Tur in the Siman Kuf Chof Aleph, based upon a Yerushalmi and Trumas. The Trumas, this is to refresh some distant memories. Perek Yudala Palocha Dala. By Kems Truma. Magila Gimel Pomin Bechamin Vidayo. Ve'ein Lemedim Imenu Linevelo. The only makeup by Truma is Manazeth. So the base Yosef there is Mesupik. Make one from the Rashba. What about Adin de Rabbanon? That has an Iker Minatorah. See the two contrasts. There's Truma Bizman Azel, which is considered to be Eino Iker Minatorah, we will make it. And then there's all other, there's Nevela, which is the Raisa Mamish, we will make it. What about an Isidir Abonan, Sheyesh Iker Minatorah? Since they only ask the Nevela, there's room to be make it. However, if you look on the Hagos Ashri, on that, in Avodah Zarah, I asked you to see the Russian Avodah Zarah, similar to above. He disagrees. He quotes the same Yerushalmi. We're only mekel when it comes to truma derabanan. Which is ikra derabon, as opposed to anything which is ikra medarais. Hold on a second. There we go. The Yerushalmi quotes. Says Kedera Balua Isa de Rabbanan Lo Osi Lachlufi Bisa de Raisa Gon Trumas Kutzlarts Bisman Hazeh Magila Shlosha Pabim Bechamin Vidaya Mishal Avul Shar Isa de Rabbanan But also Lachlufi Bisa de Raisa Lo. So that goes, oh, she knows about this Yerushalmi, but he limits it to a case, a very limited case, of Ikra de Rabbanan, such as Trumas Kutzlarts. That's what it says over here. Very limited application. That's a machlokas gedolei apostkim, Rabbi Osai, whether it applies beyond trumas chutzar to truma bizman hazeh. Fine. Comes Rabbi Moshe and quotes Rabbi Akiva. Yes.
Could we just explain the distinction between something that's ikra de rabbanan and ikra de raisa, even if both are really
both are the rabbanan? But we have a concept, we spoke about this last year at Great Lent, and we're learning Shabbos, that the concept of Ikra Daraisa means, although technically speaking it's Derabanan, we treat it for certain purposes as a Daraisa, because it's rooted in a Daraisa. So here too, if you have something which will be some, for some technical reason, it's only Derabanan, we're going to treat it as a Daraisa. But something which is Trumas Chutzos, so far removed, we'll treat it as a separate category. That's the best I can do for right now. Trumas Chutzos. Every other derabbanan, you name it, it'll be ikur deraisa. Basa b'chol, sarov b'chol. It's chicken and milk, right? It says, you know, it's only deraisa, it's only meat. For most of the tshuva, it's important tshuva to see in Yoredei Chelik Beis Simin Mem Vav. He quotes Rabbi Kiveger, which I asked you to see in Shut Rabbi Kiveger Simin Mem Gimel. Please pull out your Kivegas. We'll see some important things. If you don't mind pulling out the Kivegas.
Is your day of days men above?
Yes. I believe that's true. I'm wrong. I apologize. I'm pretty sure it's true. He quotes of the Kivegas. You read this of the Kivegas. Oh, not last week, the week before. You read it in Shir. You read the whole thing. Am I right? Can you read it? The Chacham Tzvi, the whole story. So it's all Rav Osei based upon Yayin Nesek. I read this to you last time also, the Ran and Yayin Nesek, I read this to you in the Mishnah, that Yayin Nesek is an exception to the rule of Eina Ben Yomo. Eina Ben Yomo usually is stale, but to the contrary, it's aged in casks, with old wine, old casks, woo! It's even better. So it's an exception to the rule. But after 12 months, says the Gemara, then it becomes dried out. Okay? That's a unique leniency. So the svara over here, found over here in the Chacham Tzvi is as follows. The only time I'm going to say, Rabosa, a distinction between 1 year has lapsed and less than 1 year lapsed is ironically only in something which is so chomer that we're going to ask for it up until a year. Dahainu Yayanesa. And it's a nikar when the yard side passes, if you will. When the year passes, it's nikar. Yesterday it'll be us even the b'di'evet, and today it's mutar l'chatchila. But in any other issue, save for Yai Nesach, since it would be mutar b'di'evet for the last 364 days, Eina Ben Yomo. So we're afraid if we'll allow you to use it after the 365th day, next thing you know, you'll use the 360th, the 60th, the 30th, the 2nd. Which we don't allow you to do. That's what the Chacham Tzvi interprets. The Meiler Rabosai, when it comes to Chometz B'Pesach, something ironic. If you hold that Chometz B'Pesach Nos and Tam Lefgam is Osir, which is one day in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Mem Zayin, is going to allow you paradoxically to utilize the Kalim, which have been dormant for 12 months, because Chametz and Pesach have the same halachic status as Yayin Nesach. It's Aser B'diyeved until 12 months pass. It's quite a remarkable Chiddush. Quite a remarkable Chiddush. This is the Chiddush of the Chacham Tzvi. Of the Chacham Tzvi. That's what it says. Oh. But I want to focus now about a kasha that Kivegar asks, which is something which requires a very careful analysis. And it's column 2 in the page you have, which is entitled page Kuf Yudam. I will have it in front of you. You will have it. Please read it inside with me. Ulechori pole al piske mora na beis yosef. This is a kasha, a kivegas kasha. I don't know why I didn't think of this myself. To be yoredeya simen kuf gimel posa karashbo to be no sentam lefgam boy mikol mokom rov heter. We should be no sentam lefgam gam kain boy bittel. Okay. We spoke the Rashbo. We spoke about it a few minutes ago. We read it today. Page you test. Right? Am I correct? We all read it? Good. Im Kain, Eich Pasak Barachayim Simen Tov Mem Zayin, the nose and tongue of God be Pesach Mutter. Ha Bechomets, Lo Shayach Bittul. What a bombshell kasha. Why didn't I think of this? Why didn't the Prima Godem ask this kasha? Prima Godem is the one who says, that whether the nose and tongue of God is Mutter be Pesach or not. Depends on whether you're alive Bittul or not Bittul. So the Mechaber in Kuf Gimel quotes the Rashi is relying on Bittul, and the same Mechaber in Tov Mem Zayin says Nosen Tam Lefgam and Pesach is Mutter. What a great kasha! This kasha bothered me tremendously. After I saw it, it bothered me tremendously. Look what he answers. Look what he answers. Tzarech Lomar Keva de Mahani Rove for Nosen Tam Lefgam. The tam pogum lo choshev tam, v'havei kimo yovesh biyovesh. V'kevan de biyovesh biyovesh, hevi amachaber beis deis in bottle b'chametz. That's in Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph, I believe. No, it's not, or maybe Sif Tes. And those tam lefgam is Sif Yud. So what emerges? Mishamachi samach lahokal b'nosan lefgam b'tzirub svaras haposkim the nose and tam lefgam ain't tzarech bittul the tam haposkim the yavish b'yavish bottle. Wow, there are two issues. One is whether yavish b'yavish is bottle and nechametz of Pesach. The Rashi and Pesach made an allusion to it, and the Avodah Zarah is made. And the Mechaber 2 days, so it's an unresolved doubt. Nose and tam lefgam is also an unresolved doubt. But since every nose town of Gam is treated like Yavish for Yavish, we'll see soon that funny analysis. Therefore, it's going to be a Svek Svek. That's a very strange thing. As a matter of fact, look at Ha'ara Beis. Ha'ara Beis quotes a Tzemach David. You know what a Tzemach David was? No, that's a Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach David was of David HaKohen Rappaport. Zatzal Hashem Yimkom David, also of Mikdash David, on Kutchim and Taras. He was a descendant of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and he wrote a sefer called Tzemach David, where he has comments on Shuvah Rabbi Akiva Eger. Unfortunately, he did not survive the war. He was giving shirim Baranovich for Rabbi Chanan, and he almost survived. Didn't survive. A very tragic story. Hina lechorav is a nister divrei moron arishonim. Can't be. Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's against what he said earlier. Shekasev shan b'tshuvah. So the Rav k'teres tochiyu beis chodesh. Asur midoraisa. The mina came in the nose and time of gam. Gam came to the bittle. Rab the mina lo bottle and sham. At the Rabbi Kivegas in the previous paragraph, no, he's saying came in the nose and the gam. Choshen ki yavish be yavish. It came the rab nami bottle because Tosin Yavama said yavish be yavish min the mina bottle afilu the Rabbi Yehuda. The kitzer, he says the Rabbi Kivegas getting caught in the trap. He doesn't like Rabbi Kivegas teretz. Steer him in a better than Rabbi Kivegar. That's his question. Seems to me Rabbi Kivegar starts even without this contradiction. The Chiddush Nifla. Why should he consider it to be like Yavish for Yavish? I don't understand that. So I wanted to say the following Chiddush Nifla Benora Adma Ov. Yes, it's true, Rabbi Osai. Take a look in your Mishnah Berurah. Open up to Tuf Mem Zayin Sif Yud. They always play on the side where the source of all the, everything has a source. You can't make a bedim without a source. Please turn. Tav Mem Zayin Sif Yud. Tav Mem Zayin Rabosai Sif Yud. Nos and Tal of Gam Mutta Gamma Pesach. Who sets up? Samach. Tur B'Shem Aviv Arash Sham Bavoda Salim. It's not about Azar. Where did the Rosh say it? So it's in Perek Hay in Mesechta Avodazara, Simin Vov. You may recall, if your memory is good, that the Rosh here in Pesachim made a reference to it. Take a look just to see the reference. Here in Perek Kol Shah, the Rosh, after a very lengthy dissertation here, known as, where is it? Simin. No, it's not so long. Simin Hay. And end of Simon A writes, V'din tarovus chomus b'mashu imasu b'ano. V'din tarovus chomus b'matza yovish b'yovish im batal b'rov. V'din nos and tam l'fgan b'pesach. All three major questions. Kosafti b'shili b'sechaz avodazar. Look there. So none of us look. That's the problem. But we discussed earlier the mashu issue about yovish, about hano. Now we had a long discussion about the big carbon of silence. Then Yavish B'Yavish we also spoke about a little bit. And now we're up to the last one. Not Lap, not Son of God. That's found over here in Perek Hay, Simin Vav. Let me read it to you. Yesh Omrim, the Kol Yisurin, Shein B'Mashu, Lo Omal Bahen, the Nos and Tam of God Mutter. Why? What's the logic? To Ein Lecha Bittul Tam, Yosem B'Mashu B'Yalef, Afilu Hachi Yosri Rachmana. What the Navi knows, Tal of God? What's going on? There's the Yeshom. Ramah says, V'yesh Cholkim V'chein Ober Bela Medinas. There you go. He's Machmir. Because the Yesh Machmir with the Rosh quotes over here, Perek Hay, Simon, Bob. V'lo Nehira, says the Rosh. This is incorrect. Why? The Nehi Dechmira V'hen Torah. Liosim b'mashu, mikomakom yesh shame isur aleihem, and therefore b'mashu would be in fact awesome. Avokshu pogum, poka isuro, kedi alfinon bi nevela. Dach samach zayin beis what nevela shen really ger. How can you possibly tell me that nosim tam of gam is awesome on Pesach? So the mafurish of din. You require the veil of real again. This is the Rosh Rabosai in Perek Hay, Simin Vav. And he goes further. I want to. She is over early today. I have time to look at this Rosh. After she have, please read this Rosh carefully. The old Iker Tama Pricho. The whole logic is shlugged up. The Hechan Asra Torah B'Mashu. B'min b'mino, what is the mashu by Torah law? Min b'mino, quote the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav passes that way. Hosam afilu echad bi'elef ein tamo nifkam v'lo nizbatel. The mino eino pogmo v'eino mevatlo. If it's min b'mino, it all tastes exactly the same, so it does not make it more negative. Avonosam tam lifgam mei korashari kilo hoya bo tam. But if it's no sin tam, which is made korashari, it should be mutter. Finished. I'm telling you, chiddush nifla v'nora ad ma'od. I know it's going to make a lot of problems with my chiddush, but I want to tell you there was a suggestion to answer the kasha of B'kivay. The rush throughout Simon Vav, and this is the source of the machaber. There is no other source. We start at the start. Tur b'shem rush is only talking about in the vela. She'ena ru'uyo l'ger. Nos and tam l'fgam mamish. As opposed to when we spoke about it today in the Shir, half of the Shir, we saw about the one the Rashba was talking about. What did the Rashba say? Let's read it again. What did he say? You don't even ru'ena ru'uyo l'ger. No. Isa taruvis she'olkom bach anasinas tamo kevesh nos and tam l'fgam kolshu v'taravos. So it's even a net negative. Mutter, Fisha Eino knows in time, not Rebbe Pogin. And that's based upon what? Bitl Baro. Here's my vote. I would say Chiddush Nifla in the Mechabit. Rebbe Kivega's question is correct. If it's based on Bitl Baro, it cannot be looked around Pesach. When the Mechaber was Mater on Pesach, Rabosai, he was only Mater Nosen Tam Levgam Ein Arur Leger. That's the source of the Rosh. The Mechaber might agree, it's my Chumah, it's what's a Chumah of flaw, so I don't want to say it. The Mechaber might agree that in a case in which we're discussing the Bitl Barov aspect of what? Of Nosen Tam Levgam, so then perhaps it might not apply Chumah to Pesach. There's no Bitl Barov. This leads to my last point after Satashir. The last point. What about a case which is the most Nogela Meister case? The case of a pot. How should that be treated on Pesach? The pot. The pot was used for chametz last week, and I cooked it on Pesach. What should the size of the pot be? What do you think, according to what I just said now? Osir or mutter the food. I cook Pesach like a food, and the chametz like a pie in the binyan. What should it be?
Osir.
You say osir, why should it be osir?
It's not.
It's not plug up star in or other, but maybe not. Because the Raj versus over here is the key punch. Let's start the last three narrow lines. Yim Tomar. Im Kain Kedera Shene Basyova Shene Oseres Mishim Nelson of Gavu. Vlosser Tola Kedera Basyova. Amai. Vakula Misharinam. Yim Bab Nafal Medadina. Im Kain My Time Misharinam. The Lekka Ruba Tate. There's no Bitla Barov. What did he answer? Kaven the Lekka Latama Shalisa Vlamamasha Vakolinin Shari. You don't need Bitl Barov within a pot. That's the case. So then it should be put there in a pot too. Because you don't need Bitl Barov. Then the question is going to become, so why did the Rashba ask the Rikhtei Shere Basioma in the case of Chometz? Why did I have a beautiful Ishitaza? It's going sour on me. The Kabbalah of Gam, the Mechilas Kvod, my own, of Gam, the Tam of Gam. I had a beautiful Shtigot Torah Shvola Shitasa. Since he owes that it's based upon Bittul, therefore he asks the Kedera Shinim Ben Yomo by Pesach, but it's terrible. Here the Rashi is the other way around, that in the pot itself you don't even need Bittul Barov. Why not? Because only Tam. There's no Ben. I leave you with the Kasher Bosai. You have now a long time until tomorrow Shia. Tomorrow Shia is regular time, hopefully 1 o'clock. More than 24 hours to try to figure out an answer to this question. I will quote you tomorrow if you give me any proper answer. Any answer, improper, I'll still quote you. There's a kash that bothers me very much. Here about says, we'll go through the Ma'amakom as much as you can for tomorrow Shia. Okay.